the teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your books.
Good morning, Sunshine Country, the Red Oak Community School District, and head tennis coach, boys tennis coach, math teacher. How'd I do, Weston? What else is in there?
Cross country.
Cross country. That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So how are things going this year?
Pretty good. We're, yeah, it's been a good school year. And
yeah,
we got 5 weeks left, and I think everyone's just trying to get there.
So. I think everyone's ready for that date.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so. Okay, so Weston, you let's talk about cross country because I want to back way up here. So did you run cross country in high school?
I did, yep. Actually, Sue Ann was my coach.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now I coach with her, so.
Is that fun?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
She's an exuberant character.
That she is. Yep. That she is. Do you still run?
I'm going to say no. No.
All right.
Occasionally.
Yeah. So, played tennis in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Had success.
Yeah.
Went to state.
Yeah.
Now you coach.
Yeah.
What's the key to being a good tennis coach?
I think with any sports, it's a game, and you want the kids to have a good experience and have fun because they're only high schoolers once, and
yeah,
and want them to enjoy it. So
you brought one of your athletes with us today.
Yeah,
Ethan Strunk. Ethan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Ethan, nice to see you again. We've visited in the past a few times. Ethan, so you play tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Other activities you participate in at Red Oak are what?
Band, choir, mini singers, musicals, plays.
So you've been in like all the musicals, all the plays. You're there, right?
Yep.
How many performances have you been in? Do you know?
A part of total, including backstage work, I have been. I'm either at 48 or 49 now.
I know, that's remarkable.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Were you ever in a performance, Weston, in high school?
No.
No.
Nope. Can't do that.
There you go. Okay. So what's your? Keep in mind, you're sitting right by Coach Rollins here, right? So, favorite activity is what of those? Obviously, you like being on stage, right? Obviously, you have a passion for that. Would that be fair?
I would say so.
Yeah.
I would say my favorite's probably honestly a three-way tie between choir, musicals, and then tennis.
Okay. So when did you start playing tennis?
I started taking lessons from Rudy.
Oh yeah.
At the Y when I was probably 5 or 6.
So a long time. Right?
Yeah.
You've been playing tennis basically your whole life.
Yeah.
So, and having fun this year?
Indeed.
So, talk to me a little bit about the year so far for you, Ethan, and then we'll get Coach Rollins' take on it.
Well, I think as a team, we're doing really good. We're 3-1 on the season. And, I mean, as a whole, we're playing really well. Given some really good schools, some good competition, which is always good.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we beat Kemper this year, which was kind of big for us. We usually are pretty neck and neck, and so to be able to come back on that was really exciting for us as a team.
Yeah.
Individually, I'd say I've made a lot of progress this year, just with kind of analyzing my game from last year and making the corrections that I needed to make, and then I think we've done that as a team as well, and it's working.
Yeah. Seems like you're doing, how like you said, 3-1 on the season, defeated Kemper.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me from your perspective, Coach. What do you see when you're putting this team together and you know, the young men were coming out? Talk to me about putting this team together.
Yeah, so, you know, I have maybe an advantage over other coaches during the year. I think especially in a small community, for all sports, we really have to do a good job of recruiting kids and
yeah,
being intentional about that. And so I kind of have a neck up on people because I'm in the high school teaching math, and so I can kind of plant the bug in people's ears and whatnot. And so this is my third year doing tennis, and yeah, just trying to be intentional about asking the right people to go out definitely helps if they're – I try to target the more athletic kids.
Sure.
And we've got a really, really solid group. Not just good tennis players, but like just some of the best kids in our school, just top-notch character people. And they're all kind of buddies, and it's just super fun to be around.
That chemistry aspect goes a long way, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. It makes it way more fun to coach, too. So
sure.
I've coached teams where people hate each other, and that's not fun. So, right. So this is good.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah, you get everybody that's – they're kind of friends, and it just reduces that whole drama aspect of everything, and it just makes it easier. Not to mention, I mean, Red Oak has quite a tradition with tennis.
Yeah, absolutely.
And facilities that are remarkable.
Unbelievable, yeah.
I would think that that would be – I mean, somewhat of an advantage, is it not? I mean, it seems like it certainly would be.
Yeah, and that's kind of my keeping in mind that history and that pedigree, kind of some big shoes to fill.
Sure.
And, so just trying to build it back up. And, I'm in talks with the YMCA, too, about getting – when I first moved to Red Oak back in – when I was in third grade, that was the thing in the summers to do tennis lessons. Martinez would do that, and there was 20 plus kids in those lessons. And so, trying to get back to a place where tennis is in and
it's available. I mean, it obviously with the facilities that we have, it is available. So very cool. Now from basketball to tennis, I mean, inspiring your athletes and bringing them together on a team that's kind of universal across the board, isn't it? I mean, that good working relationship with your students and all that sort of thing. So,
yeah, for sure.
How's the team? So you're 3-1 on the season. Where are we at in the season? We're early on in the season at this point, right? I mean, first third of the season.
Yeah. Well, first of all, tennis is extremely fast season, opposite of basketball.
Basketball goes on for a long time.
It's like two seasons in one. Yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
We are, I would say, still in the early stages, but it's funny, and we were just talking on the way here. We've got a busy week this week. We've got a super busy week next week. And so within a span of 2 weeks, we're going to be basically postseason. So,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So tell me about this week. But who do you have this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are traveling to Corning today to play South Des Valley. We host Shenandoah on tomorrow, and then really good matchups on Thursday. Thursday we travel to Council Bluffs to play our triangular. We've been doing that since high school, since I've been in high school. We play St. Albert and Lewis Central, and those are going to be some really key matchups for us because I look at those teams and they are probably evenly matched with us, and we can come out with two wins on Thursday, and that would be a big deal for us. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Shenandoah is really strong this year.
Yeah.
Really absolutely. Good. Yeah. So when you're looking across the conference, who do you see? Shenandoah, obviously, really strong. Who else is out there?
Yeah, looking at our calendar, like I said, Shenandoah is head and shoulders above everyone. Credit to them. We some of the best matchups we have, we already played Glenwood, and we lost to them 4-5. But
yeah.
If we play them another day, I think we could have beat them evenly matched. Like I said, the Council Bluffs schools are always a good barometer to see where you're at. And the whole conference has kind of lost a lot of people. I think if we can pick up a win against Atlantic, that'd be a big deal for us.
Okay. So talk to me a little bit. I want to understand how postseason works.
Yeah.
Because you said, like you said, in a couple weeks, you're going to be looking at postseason, which sounds crazy because the season zips by. But how does that work in tennis when people are thinking postseason, Hawkeye 10 conference or the Hawkeye 10 tournament, but then how does the postseason seeding and brackets, how does that all work?
For sure. So postseason starts with a conversation with our boys. So during the season, during duels, everyone plays singles and doubles.
Yeah.
So postseason, you have to declare as an individual athlete one or the other. Postseason – well, really, it starts at the beginning of the year. You kind of want to be – anytime you get to postseason play, you want to be building a resume for yourself for those seeding meetings. And so me as a coach, I'm already thinking postseason at the beginning of the year, trying to be mindful of that. especially for doubles, because you want to build a chemistry with a potential partner. So yeah, and we haven't had those conversations yet. It's just something that I've been kind of thinking about as a coach, but that's kind of the first element to it. And then, once we kind of declare, that's about it.
Yeah.
Go to the skeeting meeting, try to get a good seat, and
then off you
wish
go.
The best.
So it's all seated then from the state after that point, like after those meetings. So.
Yeah, the coaches seed it. The coaches will basically seed the top four in each bracket, mm-hmm. and then from there it's a random draw, and you try to wish for the best. So
there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So Ethan, talk to me. You're a junior. This is your third year playing tennis. You'll play again next year,
mm-hmm.
of course, because you like it. It's in your three-way tie. What are your plans after high school? What do you want to do, or have you thought about it?
I've been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah.
I've already been, taken off from school and going on college visits and trying to get to the main schools I'm looking at. And I think I'm pretty close to landing. I'm looking definitely at not necessarily vocal, but music education.
Okay.
And right now, as it looks, I'm pretty heavily considering Wartburg College in Waverly.
Okay. So you sound kind of dialed in.
Yeah.
Right?
More dialed in than I was when
I've been taking a lot of time and kind of considering a lot of different colleges and what their programs offer and kind of where, like, as far as the scale of the college, how big it is versus how small it is. And I don't want to go too big, but I also don't want to go small, because this is a quote from my brother here, but if I get sick at breakfast, I don't want everyone to know about it by lunch.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be the talk of the table at lunch. So it's just kind of finding that right fit for you size-wise, and then the opportunities you get, where at Wartburg, I know that there are three major ensembles are on a three-year rotation of going on a international, I believe it was a national, and then a regional tour. So you're touring pretty much every year in whatever ensemble you are. You're guaranteed an international tour as long as you're in the ensemble when you go there. And so that's pretty
attractive to you.
Yeah. Well, and that's very unique to that college, because I can't think of another college I've looked at that's had that opportunity.
Sounds like he's made a decision to me, Weston. He didn't admit that, but it sounds like he has.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. I think how much thought he's put into that.
That's like, what I was thinking.
For a high schooler, that's
you. Yeah. I am so impressed, Ethan. You've been on stage 48 times, 48 different performances, and you just spelled out a very specific reason why you're choosing this college. I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. Very cool. So you're looking forward to that?
I am a lot, yeah.
And let's not get away from our high school career. Continue to enjoy that. But
oh, absolutely.
That's good that you continue to give it thought. So speaking of next year,
mm-hmm.
this is the last Hawkeye 10 season for Red Oak Tennis.
Yeah,
it's WIC next year. What does that mean for the tennis program?
Yeah, honestly, I don't think too much will change. We will, I think, maintain the same schedule. The big difference is we won't get invited to the conference tournament anymore.
Sure.
Which is a bummer. But we'll make do. We'll replace it with something. And it'll honestly be okay, I think. So
you'll still play a lot of you're going to see a lot of the same schools in your regular season play.
Yeah, absolutely. Are
there WIC schools that have tennis programs? Or not?
Ottoman does, but they're leaving. Okay. So it'll just be us and Shin. I mean, there's limited tennis schools already in Southwest Iowa, so,
you're going to see some of the same people just out of necessity.
Yeah, Southwest Valley is a good example. They're not in our conference, but most of the Hawkeye 10 schools play them because, just like I said, there's limited options. So I don't think much will change for us other than the conference tournament. So.
There you go. All right. Which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it's a bummer. And so, the conference change, honestly, doesn't impact us as much as other sports. Yeah. So
I think we need to implement like cheering fans and a concession stand at tennis meets. What do you think? But let's go against the grain. Go Happy Gilmore on this whole thing.
Have you ever, you watch much tennis?
I've watched some tennis, yeah.
You ever watch Wimbledon?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm a traditionalist, but I like it quiet. So
I want cheering and a concession stand.
Yeah, yeah.
I want a student section with the orange bags on.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be something.
Weston's not buying this at all.
Someone on our team actually brought that up. I can't remember who said that, but like, we should have a student section. I want to say it was like AJ Beeson or something. But that's just because he's used to basketball, I guess. So.
Yeah, there you go. I've been saying that for a long time, but no one has taken me up on it.
Yeah.
So busy week, would encourage people to go and watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And enjoy. If you want a good way to spend a little time, just bring your chair and watch some tennis. It's a nice way to spend some time. So.
It's a nice way to enjoy the spring weather.
You bet. Yep. Anything else we need to touch on? And by the way, Weston Rollins with me, who is the cross-country coach.
Yep.
Math teacher.
Yep.
What do you teach? What ages? High school?
High school. Do geometry and algebra too, so mostly sophomores and juniors.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And the head boys tennis coach.
Yep. You got it.
And Ethan Strunk, who is a junior. You've probably seen Ethan on stage somewhere, most likely, if you've seen a performance. So, and also a tennis player. So anything else, Ethan, that we need to touch on that we have not touched on?
I was just going to mention, because I think this is really cool, and another thing that's really unique to Red Oak tennis specifically is that within our community, there is people who actually don't even get to play at our meets. We have, I think it's one eighth grader, and then I think he's a sixth grader, isn't he?
Yeah, we got some middle school presence at our practices. So we got Caleb Rydberg, the little Rydberg, playing with us. And then we got one of the Siebeneckers. Carson Siebenecker.
You bet.
He showed up to practice one day and was like, "Can I practice with you guys?" I'm like, "Sure." And I'm like, "I don't feel like I see you around much." He's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm in sixth grade."
Yeah.
Because he's at Inman, I guess. So yeah. He's a big, big sixth grader. So.
So I'm happy you brought that up. Tell me your roster off the top of your head.
I think I got it, yeah.
Tell me about it. Who are your players?
So I'll just go from one down to middle school. Caleb Siebenecker has been playing number one for us. He's a sophomore. He's been playing great this year.
Yes, he is.
So, yeah, just keep a watch out for him and how he's doing. Dylan Rydberg is our number two. He's a junior. Same thing. Both of those kids I just mentioned just started playing tennis last year. So
that's amazing.
So, and how they're playing is really awesome. Ethan Strunk's been playing three for us, sitting right here. And I've been with Ethan for 3 years now since I started doing it. He went out as a freshman. And, I mean, he kind of mentioned it, but loads of improvement since ninth grade year. AJ Beeson's been playing four for us. He started playing last year. Our 1 through 5, I feel like, you know, any one of those guys could be our number one, honestly. We do challenge matches every week, and I've seen so many tiebreakers in practice the last few weeks so a tiebreaker is basically like overtime for tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Every single challenge match when they're playing each other for spots on the roster, I'm telling you, over 50% of them go into this overtime.
What a great spot to be in as a coach, though.
It's fun to watch. It's entertaining. Yeah. I'm like, I'm on the edge of my seat at just practice watching these kids play. So, yeah, we have a very balanced team, and it's competitive. Keep going down the roster. Jackson Purdue, he's been our five this year. I've had him for 3 years as well. He's a junior. Damian Goodman's been playing six for us. He's a sophomore. He's one of those kids that I have in class that I kind of conned him to go out, and he's been enjoying it. So I'm glad he's been enjoying it.
Yeah.
Davis Mayberry, another 10th grader that I conned into going out, and
That's
really good.
You recruited those. Recruited.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Super good kid and lots of potential. Both him and Damian. A lot of potential, so I'm excited for them. They're sophomores. They're young.
You bet.
Let's see who else I have. Will Pollock. Obviously great to have him on the team.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great kid.
Yeah.
So we got Will. Deacon Bruce is another kid I convinced to go out. Another great kid. I think that's all the high schoolers, right?
Yeah, that's all of our high school.
And then, so... I did tennis lessons at the YMCA last summer, and I told Dylan, I'm like, hey, you need to bring your brother with you. And so he brought him and got Caleb into it a little bit. And I said, you're practicing with us in the spring. And he's like, okay. So he's been practicing with us. He's an eighth grader. So he's getting a head start for next year. So keep awesome. An eye out for him.
Yep.
And yeah, I think, and then Caleb saw that Dylan was bringing his brother. So he's like, well, I might as well bring my brother. And
keep an eye out for him in the future too. What's he's a sixth grader. Though.
He's a sixth grader. Yeah. So basically by the time Siebenecker graduates, we'll replace him with another Siebenecker, which is, I think, awesome. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, it has been fun to get your reports and keep up with the team. That's for sure. So
yeah.
Congratulations on a great start.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens this week. So
yeah.
Anything else we need to touch on? We cover what we need to, coach.
I think you got it all.
Ethan.
I think that's it.
Very good. Best of luck to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Keep working hard. Yep. We'll keep up with what's going on. Make it a great day. Again, Weston Rollins with us and Ethan Strunk from the Red Oak Tennis Program.
Up in the morning and out to school.